named Purity.
These are dogs that we see pretty much every day for daycare. Some of them come every day, some of them come at least once a week. We know what the owners look like and what the dogs look like and everybody's names. Hi, my name is Addie Goings. I'm the co-owner of Pet Playhouse, which is a doggy daycare and luxury boarding facility in Reno, Nevada. I'm going to start feeding breakfast. I get up pretty early at about 3:30, and then I get here at 5 o'clock so that I can make sure that the 5 a.m. shift staff members are here. And then I talk to the overnighter and find out if there were any issues or concerns overnight. So this is our slumber party area, which is one of our group boarding options. So that's for dogs who are social, and it's also for dogs who might have separation anxiety and can't be in their own area at night, or dogs who are just used to sleeping with their owners in their bed or on the foot of their bed. And then overnight, what we do is we spread all of our dog beds out all over the floor, and all the dogs get to sleep with each other and the staff. And we also have a futon here that we lay out. Most of the time, the dogs do end up sleeping with the staff on the futon, but sometimes we'll get dogs that want to sleep on the ground. So the idea of our slumber parties came up mostly because of our own dog. Our dog had separation anxiety, so we were really aware of what separation anxiety is, and a lot of dogs have separation anxiety. Slumber party boarding also makes people feel better as well, because we read bedtime stories to the dogs, we prepare breakfast like scrambled eggs and bacon strips for the dogs, breakfast in bed. A lot of our dogs are here because their owners are on vacation and their owners are doing spa things, and sometimes people might feel guilty about leaving their dogs, and they think that their dogs aren't going to enjoy boarding. And then when they see all the things that they could add on for their dogs, then they realize that their dogs are going to have a good time. A lot of them actually say that their dogs end up probably having a better time on their vacation than they did. We just try to make a really home-like environment, something that they're really used to at home, not a huge change than what they live every day. My personal philosophy for caring for dogs is that they're more than just dogs. They're basically a member of your family. They're like your children. I think that dogs need the company of other dogs and people at all times. We hear stories from our customers every day about how much they need us and how great this has been for them and their dog. So I know we're making a really big difference, and have a really great environment for the dogs. So that's what brings me the most happiness, is just knowing that each day we do a really good job and we try our best and that people really appreciate us.